From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is set to propose more tax breaks and stimulus measures for American businesses today to help shore up the sagging economic recovery. He'll also reportedly come out against extending Bush-era tax cuts for the wealthy beyond this year, rejecting a possible compromise on the matter with congressional Republicans who are pushing to extend the cuts indefinitely. Tim Rudell of member station WKSU says the president will be speaking in Ohio today.
In the Cleveland suburb of Parma, he's expected to call for expanding and making permanent a tax credit program for businesses that invest in research and development, a message of special significance for Northeast Ohio, where the region is trying to remake itself as a leader in polymers, liquid crystals, and other high-tech industries, and a message that carries the promise of jobs in a place where unemployment is hovering around 10.5%. For NPR News, I'm Tim Rudell in Akron, Ohio.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is the latest top official to condemn plans by the leader of a small church in Florida to burn copies of the Quran to mark the anniversary of the September 11th attacks.
I am heartened by the clear, unequivocal condemnation of this disrespectful, disgraceful act that has come from American religious leaders of all faiths, from evangelical Christians to Jewish rabbis, as well as secular U.S. leaders and opinion makers.
Clinton noted that the commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, General David Petraeus, has said if the Quran burning does occur, it could endanger the lives of American troops. The surprise announcement by Chicago Mayor Richard Daley that he will not seek re-election next year could set off a political free-for-all in that city. NPR's David Shaper reports from Chicago that the field of contenders for the post is likely to be crowded.
Mayor Daley gives no particular reason for his decision to not seek re-election after 21 years in office.
Simply put, it's time. It's time for me. It's time for Chicago to move on.
Daley has been in the mayor's office in Chicago for 42 of the last 55 years, and now it's a wide-open race to take the job in next February's election.
I think for sure that the mayor's decision to not run again creates the same kind of political vacuum that occurred when his father, Richard J. Daley, passed away.
Retired WBBM political reporter Bob Crawford covered both Daleys and says whoever becomes Chicago's next mayor will have a tough job ahead as the city faces a huge budget shortfall, a struggling economy, and other problems. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
BP will be releasing this morning the results of its internal investigation of the oil rig explosion that led to the massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. In public hearings, the company has tried to shift some of the blame to the oil rig owner, Transocean, and cement contractor, Halliburton. This is NPR News from Washington. Firefighters battling a stubborn wildfire in Colorado have managed to keep the flames from reaching the historic town of Gold Hill, but the blaze has destroyed more than 90 homes and other structures in a rugged area near the city of Boulder. Rick Bruff is with the Boulder County Sheriff's Office. He says the flames are still spreading.
We're not talking containment yet. There still is evaluation and getting people around the perimeter still.
Bruff says the hundreds of people evacuated will not be allowed to return to their homes until fire crews determine conditions are safe. Hewlett-Packard is suing its former chief executive officer. NPR's Kerry Kahn reports the computer giant wants to stop him from taking a job at rival Oracle.
In a lawsuit filed Tuesday in California court, HP says its former CEO would give Oracle an unfair strategic advantage by passing on valuable trade secrets. The suit also alleges that Mark Hurd could not perform his new job at Oracle without violating a confidentiality agreement with HP. Hurd was ousted from the top position at HP last month for filing inaccurate expense reports, several involving outings with a female HP contractor. The board of directors disclosed that Hurd was at the center of a harassment claim filed by the contractor. Hurd denied all wrongdoing. Kerry Kahn, NPR News.
Bomb attacks in Baghdad have reportedly killed at least six people today and wounded nearly three dozen others. Each of the attacks involved two explosions occurring in quick succession. The FBI says agents have found no explosives aboard a Thai Airways flight on which a bomb threat was found scrawled on a bathroom mirror. The plane landed in Los Angeles last night and was taken to a remote area of the airport and was searched after passengers left the jetliner. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for an